Well, the month of March is National Nutrition Month, and we're going to talk about that topic here this morning with Iowa State Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Wellness Specialist Barb Fuller. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Nutrition Month during the month of March, but we really should be thinking about nutrition all the time, right?
We should be, but we've been celebrating National Nutrition Month since 1980, so it's always a good reminder every March just to kind of get back into the swing of things and think a little bit more about your nutrition and what makes sense to you. So the theme this year is eat right, bite by bite. So it's about small changes.
Okay. Well, because we all have our lives, we all have excuses of why we have to eat on the run or maybe make some poor choices when it comes to our meal planning, or just we don't have any meal planning at all. But there are little things we can do. We don't have to make sweeping changes.
That's right. So one of the first things is just try to eat a variety of nutritious foods every day. And some people have, you know, medical concerns that may not be able to eat certain foods, but healthy foods from all the food groups. Make sure to hydrate and hydrate healthfully. So that means including water or unsweetened beverages. And learning how to read that nutrition facts panel, and that has been phased in, and I think the biggest changes people will start seeing now. So it makes it a little easier to see. So it's turn that package over and see exactly what you're getting to eat. And then take time to enjoy your food. As you said, sometimes we're in a rush and we hurry and we don't think, but sitting down and eating a little more, it's called mindful eating. Some people may have heard of that, but think about what you're eating. You know, don't be looking at your phone or your tablet or the TV. Just think about what you're eating and enjoy that food.
Well, you know, in a lot of different aspects of our life, planning and preparation is a real key to success. Isn't it the same with nutrition?
It is. We eat better if we think about it. We've written down maybe a grocery list or a menu. It doesn't have to be every step-by-step, but, you know what you're going to have. And think about some of those helpful recipes and then making that trip to the store to do your shopping. And trying to, you know, stick to that grocery list. If we run to the store every day, we tend to pick up things maybe that aren't on our list, maybe are not the best choice for our health. So planning a menu, writing a list, trying to stay out of the store as much as possible. And then also thinking about if you're at school or at work, again, the same thing. If you're at work, sometimes you're busy or, you know, you got snacks in your drawer and then it's time for lunch or you don't have time for lunch. So, again, thinking about your meals and planning for your meals and planning those trips to the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm sure there have got to be some easy tips that we can use to kind of avoid some of those quick trips to the fast food locations or the convenience store and those types of things, things that will help us avoid those.
In fact, Iowa State Extension and Outreach has a whole website. It's also a phone app called Spend Smart, Eat Smart. I may have talked about it before, but it's free to use. It has all kinds of recipes. It has videos, so you can watch those 90-second videos on how to prepare something. It has a new tab on physical activity, and there's also a meal planning guide. So using some of the free resources that are right at your fingertips, the app is really easy to use. You can put it on your smartphone. You can save your recipes on there. All the recipes on Spend Smart, Eat Smart are meant to be very easy to prepare, no special equipment, no unusual ingredients. They're fairly inexpensive, so they're good for anyone, you know, if someone doesn't have much time or someone doesn't know how to cook very well. So if it's a college student or a busy family or an older adult who doesn't want to take time to learn new recipes, Spend Smart, Eat Smart is an excellent resource to help you meet that goal.
And probably answer a lot of those questions that you get. Like, as an example, sometimes when folks talk about healthy food, they immediately turn it off because they think, well, that means it's not going to taste very good.
All of the recipes on Spend Smart, Eat Smart have been tested numerous times. We have a recipe developer on campus, and then the 10 nutrition specialists around the state test recipes. So we have a calendar that goes out every year. You can check with your extension office if you want one of those calendars with the 12 recipes for this year. And we're real people too. We like food that tastes good. So it's meant to be tasty and, you know, lower in sodium. We know sodium is kind of a problem for lots of people. So things maybe with some herbs or seasonings that maybe it's new to you, but give it a try. And a lot of that can be adjusted to your taste. If you're not a big fan of garlic, you don't have to use so much garlic or whatever the recipe may call for.
Sure. Well, you know, and you touch on the fact that some folks already make adjustments to their meal planning and things because of issues that they might have regarding things like, oh, diabetes or those types of things, high sodium levels, things like that. But these types of healthy eating habits can help to manage those issues.
That's right. It's something that a lot of us, if we paid a little more attention to our what we're eating, what we're putting in our mouth every day, that we might be able to help control or reduce the risk, especially for some of those chronic diseases like you just mentioned. If you're a person who already has diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure, there are definitely some things that you can adjust in your diet. It doesn't have to be as strict or as terrible as you may think it is. It's, again, making those small changes, small steps day by day. Salt is one of those things that Americans eat way too much salt. We have a lot of it in processed food, so it's really easy to pick up a frozen pizza or a box of, you know, a meal starter or something like that. They're all pretty high in sodium. So trying to do more of those things at home that are pretty easy replacements, or even just stretching that out. So if it is a noodle kit that you're starting with, maybe adding some fresh vegetables or something like that will help reduce the sodium level and, you know, give you a little more nutrition.
Sure. And little steps. You don't have to make massive changes all at once. It could just be small steps along the way.
Taking your time and thinking a little bit about it, making those small changes.
That, which is why you say bite by bite. See, that's the way that works. Now, when it comes to our lifestyles, too, it's a big issue. A lot of folks I know barely eat breakfast at all outside of a few cups of coffee in the morning. Lunch is always on the go. And if you're lucky, you get a chance to sit down with the family at night for dinner. So how do we work to make good nutritional habits fit into those types of schedules?
Well, again, thinking about it a little bit, you know, taking some time if it's on the weekend or your day off, or what are you going to have this week? You know, what do you have on hand? Do you need to make a trip to the grocery store instead of running in and out? Again, being a little more thoughtful and plan the things out. There are lots of great, easy-to-do breakfast things. You can make ahead, you know, a breakfast sandwich that you could even eat on the way out, planning what you're going to take for lunch, which saves a lot of money as opposed to going out to eat every day. And also can make better nutrition choices by being a little lower in sodium, probably lower in fat. Just, again, taking a few minutes, doesn't have to be a whole half day or any major commitment, a few minutes when you have some time to think about those meals, what you have on hand, what you're going to need. And, again, there are lots of things that you can prepare at home that don't take a lot of time to do.
Sure.
Everybody's got a busy schedule.
Sure, you bet. Well, and even snacks. You know, we all tend to want to grab a little here, a little there in between meals and maybe the late night thing. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's about the habits we have and the choices we make.
And again, you know, making those good choices, taking a little time to plan ahead. Sometimes when I work with parents or child care providers, you know, planning a little snack box. So it's ready in the refrigerator. You open the refrigerator door and here's, you know, a container that's maybe got a few grapes and maybe it's got something else, carrots, celery, something ready to go that's easy to eat. Nuts and dry fruit are great to have for snacks and don't have nearly as much sodium and sugar as maybe a candy bar or a bag of chips. So, again, planning ahead, what do you have? You make a snack drawer at work. I do that sometimes. I get to the bottom of my drawer and I wonder where everything went, but at least I if I'm going to have a little snack, I know that I have some things here that are better choices than rummaging around somewhere else and seeing what's in the candy dish at the front of the office.
You bet. Well, that's one of the reasons we grab things like candy bars and chips, because they're there and they're easy.
That's right. So you can make your own easy choices, but just by thinking about it a little bit ahead of time.
Absolutely. So if we need to, if we want to make some changes when we think about how we handle nutrition with ourselves and our families, we don't have to think about it as winning the Super Bowl. You just want to go out and try to win this quarter of the game. Just go out and make the small steps to get started.
That's a great analogy, yes. Small steps. Eat right, bite by bite, and just making those small changes. And if it's, you know, drinking water a little bit more every day, you don't have to do that whole drink a whole gallon of water because I never drink enough water. But, you know, maybe, again, a water bottle so that you have it handy instead of reaching for a can of pop or another cup of coffee. And making those easy choices.
You bet. So just make those small goals, things that you know you can reach. And that way you have success along the way, and then you can work your way up the ladder. And who knows, you might be surprised at the kind of steps that you can take. Well, Barb, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing more information here during National Nutrition Month. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy.